When I left Liverpool at the age of 18, the city seemed to be collapsing around me, out of ideas and out of luck. Now when I return, I see smart shops, bars, art galleries and museums of nearly everything. And there is one unique export which the city now works as enthusiastically as it once imported cotton and molasses. The Beatles. Last summer, I took the National Trust tour to John Lennon and Paul McCartney's childhood homes and was more moved than I could have imagined. This year, I'm back at John Lennon's house, Mendip's, to talk to the many people who visit and to find out about the extraordinary life of the custodian of the house, Colin Hall. To me, he inhabits a strange twilight world, somewhere between the 1950s and now. As he talks, I sometimes wonder whether he knows about 9/11, and if I show him my cheap mobile phone, will he think I'm a wizard? And here he is, waiting at the gates of 251 Menlo Avenue.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to Mendip's, which is, of course, the childhood home of John Lennon. This is where John lived for 18 years, from 1945, when he was just a five-year-old boy, right through till 1963, when, of course, he was 23, and in that year, famous as one of the Beatles.
Could you get a picture?
Here we are at the back door. This is Aunt Mimi's kitchen. The house rule, if you like, here at Mendip's was that all visitors come to the back door. This is very much the 1950s.
For somebody brought up in Liverpool in the 1950s, this is it. This is how my past looked. The drying rack, for instance, I mean, it's just rather, you know, this kind of elaborate kind of hoist where you could dry your... Ours was actually over the cooker, so you could actually get the smell of cooking into your clothes and stuff. How wet was everything that you would need this contraption, you know? I thought your life must be extraordinary because you seemed like a kind of a cultural lighthouse keeper in a way. Well, you live in a locked back room, don't you, upstairs? Mm. You're a bit like sort of one of the borrowers, really, or something. You live in under the floorboards, and then you sneak out at night.
Yes.
And you cook chicken tikka masala. I don't know. I noticed that one of the utility cupboards there that opens up, and in fact behind it is a secretly a Turkish-made fridge.
You're absolutely right. It is a, in some ways, a strange life, and I love that idea of being a lighthouse keeper or one of the borrowers. I think that's. But I do use the house, you know, when nobody's here. I don't stay confined to the one room that is dedicated to me upstairs. I move out and spread around, and I do have things hidden away.